The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night, take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought, it's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you stopped by on our Tribute to Rob episode. That is my brother, and it is his birthday today, and I am so excited. So I'm dedicating the whole show to my brother, and I am thrilled to be able to bring this show to you with the ever-popular country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Hi there. I just thought of something.
What would you think?
Since this is a tribute to him, you know how the Smurfs, like everywhere they went, they'd say, "What are you smurfing? Why don't you smurf over here? Why don't we say Rob instead?"
Yeah, but so then it'd be like, "What are you robbing?"
Yeah, I know. What are you robbing? Okay, will you rob that for me?
Nice.
Let me rob this piece of paper here. Let me rob it out loud.
Okay. Well, you know what I would like to rob right now? I'd like to rob you of this question. What do spirits, zombies, and investments have in common?
They might take over the world.
What do they have in common? Don't cheat. Don't look at your paper. It's not on your paper anyway.
No, it's not. But you know what was weird? I'm sure you've had this happen. The other day I was just sitting there, and somebody was sitting next to me, and it creeped me out.
It did?
Yeah, so I looked over there to find out who it was, and there's nobody there.
That's interesting. Well, would you like to know, since I'll tell you what those three things have in common.
Okay, please tell me.
They're all on today's show.
Oh.
Pretty cool, huh?
They're robbing on today's show.
They'll be robbing on today's show. We have an incredible show for you. We have spirits, zombies, and investments. And so much more. Today's key from our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series will be Remember Real Estate. We have an indignant word of the day for you from Jeremy Shane's Moolah Word of the Day segment. We are going to address the zombie apocalypse and what that has to do with your moolah during Minutes on Your Money, also a Jeremy Shane special. And our trivia question, based on last week's show of Create Credit, and today's guest is medium Karen Downing.
Medium?
Medium.
As in I see dead people?
Well, yeah, and not like hot or cold either. So it'll be really cool. I'm excited about that because, you know, the brain is so powerful, and since we always talk about the brain, we all have the capacity to do what she does, but half the time we're busy Facebooking or tweeting.
Or most of the time. Most of the time we're busy robbing.
We're busy robbing. And so, you know, we just don't have time to see the dead people. Half of the time we don't even see the live people around us, for goodness sakes.
You're correct about that.
Well, as always, we will also talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. And we'll show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress for you, using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. So on to trivia for today. Our trivia question, for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome to the show, is always based on a previous show. So if you are a regular listener, you have an edge on the competition. Insiders Club members are automatically entered in the weekly giveaway, so you don't even have to take and try and guess. But if you are not a member and would like to compete for great money management tools, all you have to do is answer today's trivia question. This week's trivia question is, based on last week's show, how many factors go into a credit score? Now, I mentioned that only three of them impact your score at a level of 85%, but how many of them total are there? So that is your trivia question. You can win one of three ways: call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you call in, that telephone number is 1-866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. You can hop in the chat room if you're listening live, or you can send us an email if you're listening from a podcast, because you too can play and possibly win fabulous prizes. And all you have to do is send an email to trivia@uywradio.com. Good luck.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yep, I'm here. I'm robbing here.
You're robbing up.
Okay. Would you like to hear about some zombies?
I would love to hear about some zombies, because I'm kind of a quasi-prepper myself. So tell me what I need to know.
Well, let's talk about some zombies. Have you ever noticed? Well, first of all, this is from that same guy from last week, Brett Ahrens.
What's that creepy music I'm hearing?
Dun, 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 dun. That's weird.
I know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Turn it off. Okay. Five signs Wall Street's zombie apocalypse is at hand. Number one. No, this is dealing with the...
That was a gasp that was premature.
Yeah, of course. So this is about the people on Wall Street, basically, you know, people, the advisors, whoever, you know, those people.
All right.
I'm gonna read it like he robbed it. Robbed it. You hear the cash on sidelines, market going higher. Okay. Well, that may not be true.
Okay. Really?
Because they're saying cash on sidelines. Wait a second here. He says, you know, there's things that you do. You either buy stock or you sell stock. So when you buy it, somebody's selling it. And if you sell it, somebody's buying it. So there's not really any in between there. So there's not really any cash on the sidelines, right?
Well, you could be holding your cash, waiting for that particular moment that it's appropriate to buy.
Right, but still, you know, once somebody sells it, somebody buys it. Bam! Just like that.
Right, but I wonder who they're talking about then.
Why don't you go talk to this guy who wrote the article? Number two. Great rotation coming out of bonds into stocks.
Yeah, that's already happened.
So in other words, you know, people are leaving one thing and going into the other. Kind of the same deal as the other one. You know, somebody's either buying or selling. There's not really going on.
But we just talked about that, how dangerous that is on last week's show.
Yeah. The next one is households in good shape. Debt trouble is over.
What?
But
what was the zombie voice?
Not, households in good shape. All right. So the point is here that over the last few years, the households, they say they're in good shape, but the truth is they've only dropped their debt about 7%. Or so, because it's gone down from almost $14 trillion down to almost $13 trillion. So
yeah,
that's the average household. That's not the average household debt.
That's the aggregate.
But, you know,
of
all of them, you know.
There you go.
So that's not really working out too good. And the other one is the corporate balance sheets. You know, they say that the corporate balance sheet's so great. Well, the truth is that the corporate people are just as bad as the households are. You know, they're saying that...
If you're Apple.
Yeah, I mean, so in other words, the corporations still owe a lot of money.
Apple flush.
It's not quite as good as what they say it is.
Okay, so is the apocalypse here? Is that what they're saying?
They're saying be careful of an apocalypse.
Yeah, because all those things are dumb.
Because I'm telling you right now, the zombies will come.
I think they're here. I just think that, you know... I just think that we're just not.
They're just regurgitating positive stuff for no reason without actually doing any work and thinking about
what's
going on.
What is your favorite saying?
I have lots of favorite sayings. Which one are you talking about?
People desire to be led.
Yes, they're sheeple.
So they just want to.
And then, so how hard is it to be one of those people that leads if all you do is regurgitate the same stuff over and over without even making an effort? You're just a leader without any, you don't deserve it.
Well, yeah, you're just a talking head. You're not even a leader. It doesn't even count. You just might be in a position where people pay attention, which is the problem.
So?
Well, thank you.
What's
wrapping
up next?
We have our medium, Karen Downing. We have Remember Real Estate and your Moolah Word of the Day. All of that and so much more on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned for more.
Yeah.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Sharon, 102.5.
Love me. Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one. Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the Covert Project by Jeremy Shane at jeremyshanemusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to our tribute to Rob special.
Rob.
And not Rob Zombie, just Rob, and we just happen to have zombies all around. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your maven of moolah, and you are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where you go to get your money mind right, so your wealth and happiness will follow. And if my former producer, now zombie, Jeremy Shane, would like to give the moolah word of the day, or...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're that. Back. Yay. Thanks.
Demand. Or should I say Rob?
Rob.
Demand. The amount of a particular economic good or service that a consumer or a group of consumers will want to purchase at a given price. The demand curve is usually downward sloping, since consumers will want to buy more as price decreases. Demand for a good or service is determined by many different factors other than price, such as the price of substitute goods and complementary goods. In extreme cases, demand may be completely unrelated to price or nearly infinite at a given price. Along with supply, demand is one of two key determinants of the market price.
Yes.
Supply and demand.
Yes. And
go hand in hand.
Ooh, I like that. You're a little rhymer.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
I'm a good robber.
You're a good robber? Yeah, that sounds cool. I like that. Supply and demand go hand in hand. And you know what? Oh my gosh, it just hit me. So
I play in a band.
And you play in
a band. I walk through the sand.
You should write music. I bet you could make money.
Good idea.
But I'm thinking about your go hand in hand, and I was visualizing a supply curve and a demand curve on the same chart, and like where they meet in the middle is kind of like where they hold hands.
Why is this food so bland? Did you only buy canned?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So are we only able to say something with
Do I have to stand?
No, you can sit.
Moving right along now.
Yes. So how about a little fun fact about my brother, since it's a birthday tribute to him?
That sounds good.
Okay. So when he went into his basic training for the Army, there, like back in the day before there was email, there was snail mail. And a way to determine your popularity amongst the other, whatever they are, recruits. What is that what they are?
Yeah, the newbies.
All the newbies. Is like your popularity was partially weighted upon how much mail you received. And so my brother enjoined...
Particularly from females.
Yes, yeah, so my brother enjoined my girlfriends and I, and we would like spray, you know, perfume on all the paper and write in really flowery writing and send him all these love letters. It's pretty funny. Like, only ever had like a few words on them, but...
I would totally, just because I knew who they were from, I wouldn't even open them. I'd just be like, oh, I just get so much. I'm not even going to bother.
I don't know how he managed it, but he was super happy that we were doing that. I remember he's like, it's working. Yay. So you know how competitive situations can be when you get a bunch of guys.
Of course.
In a
situation. I'm one of those.
But there you go. So I'm sure you would have enjoined your sister into that same process. Now, we have an awesome guest. I think this is our first medium that actually we've ever had in, like, how long have I been on the air? So in like 10 years, I've never had a medium on the show. And I'm pretty excited about that. Karen Downing is going to join us. And she is a channel for those who are in spirit. And one of the spiritual beings who channels their messages through her is known by the name of Aurora. So we'll get to visit with Aurora also. And she embodies the most beautiful, loving, and compassionate energy. Aurora has walked the earth as Saint Teresa of Avila and, here's a cool one, Mary Magdalene, among many other lives, both known and unknown to humanity. Isn't that cool?
I think it is.
Yeah, so I'm totally excited. So anyway, she visits with us to discuss the spiritual purpose of your money and how money and spirit are related.
That sounds pretty sweet.
I think so. So let's bring Karen on to the show. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the program. You have an amazing background, and I was just curious, how did you become involved in helping people with money problems?
Well, you know, the whole journey started for me when I experienced a foreclosure, and this was back in, gosh, I think it was 2008, and it was right at, during the very beginning of that big robo-signing, time period and the big housing market crash here in the U.S. And I went through this process of just kind of feeling like I was blindsided by the speed of how things were going on with the foreclosure. And it brought up for me all sorts of different emotions, you know, the emotion of losing my condo, the emotion of, you know, what am I going to do? And kind of feeling like the system had abandoned me and that there weren't enough resources for people going through financial crisis on an emotional, spiritual level. So that's really what got me started in this whole thing, which might seem kind of strange, but it's, you know, sometimes going through those bad experiences gives us a brand new insight into what we can do.
Well, you actually worked in the industry for a while, correct?
I did. I worked for a collection agency for about 5 years. So I really got to see a different side of how debt was handled on the business end of things. And how many times, I won't say all companies, but many companies at that stage were really treating everybody like a number. And I know that still happens a bit today. But there were people doing really great work and really trying to go out there and assist people on a one-on-one basis. So I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly from that standpoint, hearing, you know, horror stories to hearing these really great breakthroughs that would also happen.
So let's explore that mindset, because, you know, while it is difficult to, you know, have to collect and to be in that kind of process for a business, I mean, mm-hmm. that's your job. You know, you lent someone money and,
right.
you know, under the promise that they were going to pay it back, and the commitment, mm-hmm. you know, and being someone that worked in mortgages for a zillion years, that, you know, that document doesn't say that, you know, your obligation to pay as long as you have a job or as long as you're happy or as long as you're still married or whatever, you know, it says that you promise to pay. So while it's their, you know, their right to collect, what were some of the things that you thought that were kind of not right on the business side of that?
On the business side of it, it was more about the attitude of how it was going to be collected. More than anything, that I saw that there was a lot of room for improvement. It wasn't the actual act of collecting, because just like you said, yes, it's a contract. Obviously, that right to get back the debt that's owed is there. And so it was more about how I would see success in some of the collectors who were actually engaging their client or the debtor on the phone and finding out, you know, not only what is going on, but how can I assist you in paying this back instead of going over kind of a, you know, hammer over the head approach, like you just need to do this and there's nothing we will do to help you. So it's really seeing two very different methods in working with the debtors and how there was this kind of evolution of what used to work in the past was no longer working, and this different, softer approach was now become very successful for the debt collectors in the business.
So when you were working in this industry and the people that were struggling and had challenges with their finances, mm-hmm. what were some of the typical challenges? And then we'll talk about the unconventional sources. But let's talk
sure.
about some of the typical things that you would hear about money and why people couldn't pay them back.
Oh, I mean, you would hear anything from, you know, people just making a basic excuse because really they just got in over their head, to people who went through really difficult problems of, you know, experiencing a medical condition that really destroyed them on a financial basis, or experiencing a job loss, going through the market downturn and people losing a lot of money in investments. So there was some things that were internal, but some things that were also a bit on the external side. Now, I mean, each person was a little bit different, but those were the kind of the basic things that you would see over and over again.
So, you know, with your unique background, it's interesting to me what would be unconventional sources of people's money problems. Can you share some of those?
Yeah, one of the biggest ones I would see, and this is usually something that would go unrecognized with the person going through the money problem, is this need to overcommit themselves financially. It was almost like a compulsion where they didn't understand, even though they could understand it logically, there was a part of them that never fully grasped what they were doing. It was more like the chase for that new item, that new car, that change in where they live or having to have this brand new furniture even though they can't afford it. Things like that that were beginning to emerge over and over again that were showing deeper behaviors than the external conditions of, you know, change in job status or change in family life, things like that.
You are scratching the surface of a very interesting topic I want to explore further. And we can do that after the break. You are listening to Karen Downing on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shin, 102.5.
Love me.
Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one. Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the COVID project by Jeremy Shane at JeremyShaneMusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, and I am joined by today's guest, Karen Downing. And we were talking about some unconventional sources of people's money problems before the break, and you really got me excited. And when we talk about what drives our behaviors, we kind of break them down into different fears. How do you help people break down what drives their money problems?
Well, I also like to look at things from our fears. I think that's a really important thing to understand within each of us, whether it's about money or anything else. But I like to look a little bit deeper than just where we think our fears might come from in this life and from our childhood upbringing, societal conditioning. And I'm a firm believer in the power of past lives and past life energy. And I also like to understand things through that lens of how our spiritual beliefs do affect that on a financial level.
Can you give us an example of a spiritual belief that may affect what we do with our money?
Yes, I absolutely can. One thing that you will hear a lot of times is that there is an ingrained belief that spiritual people aren't supposed to have money. I mean, this, I hear this all the time, probably every day. And because of that, there are people who are afraid to spend money because they think it is not the right thing, the godly thing, to drive a nice car. They might think that if they do have money, that they need to give in excess to other people, friends or family, and that can put them in a strange situation later down the road where friends and family become dependent on them to keep continuing to give that money, but the income level maybe has changed. So absolutely there is a huge correlation with the patterns between one's spiritual beliefs and also the relationship one has with money.
Okay, let's switch gears to another area that you brought up, and you mentioned societal concerns.
Mm-hmm.
How can you give us some examples of societal influences in our crappy money decisions?
Sure. The biggest one I see with societal concerns is this real idea of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, trying to be perfect or show perfection through possessions, through the idea of some type of status, through showing ourselves through these other things that we accumulate in our lives, whether through borrowing to get them or owning them right out.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see that. I know that that was a challenge I had when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a fancy car. And forget that I couldn't put gas money in it, but yeah, I had to have a fancy car. I'm
we
cool
see that a lot
in my
with
driveway.
People.
So, you know, you mentioned something really interesting, and you mentioned past lives actually having an influence, you know, and I think about that in terms, you know, I had a past life regression done several years ago. And
mm-hmm.
so I was told that this is my third life, but my first as a woman. So I was a Japanese boy prince. And then I was also some other like Chinese, like emperor warrior that like I guarded
mm-hmm.
somebody or something. And so,
okay.
you know, as I thought about that, I'm like, yeah, you know, because I'll open up a can of whoop, you know what, and I'll fight on a dime. And I think about that. And then, you know, like I think about the whole princely thing of the Japanese boy prince that, you know, I certainly did like, you know, I always say I have very simple tastes. I just enjoy the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that maybe that's where that came from. So, like, can you give us, I mean, are those legitimate examples as I'm thinking about it, or are there better examples of how past lives affect your money decisions?
Well, those are actually some very good examples. How I work with this is I look at there's really some different archetypes that basically are past life patterns that develop over time. So like the warrior is one, and you did talk about a good example of that. Let me give you another one. And that's somebody, I call him the utilizer. So this is somebody that no matter what is around them, they're always utilizing the resources that they have. This can be very positive in that they really find creative ways to stretch dollar and do things to assist themselves, assist their family. But on the negative side of things, this past life pattern can cause somebody to not trust in outside help, and they can have a real difficulty applying for a loan. This is the kind of person that will probably have tin cans of cash buried in the backyard because they keep everything really, you know, close to the vest on how they're going to be spending their money. And while there's, you know, there's a balancing point for each one of these. So that would be somebody who's had a lot of past lives, maybe working as a farmer or a rancher or being dependent only on themselves.
What's another example? I'm interested in these archetypes now. You got my curiosity piqued.
Well, yeah, one of the biggest ones I actually see is the warrior. And you actually did talk about it a little bit, but let me talk just a little bit more about my experience with it. And that is, it's a past life experience where somebody was in the position of having to guard somebody, was in a lot of wars, was obviously very warrior-like, and often always was not treated with respect because they were just seen sometimes as another body to go out there and fight. So in many ways, the warrior archetype is still fighting and fighting and fighting for everything in their life now. In some ways, it's very good because it brings this zeal, this confidence to attaining goals, to working toward positive things in life. But also, there is this deep sense of anger that can come up and that the warrior personality, the warrior person, can often think others are out to get them when that is not the case. So that can wreck a lot of business partnerships and can ruin a lot of business, positive business growth when that person is always expecting, you know, somebody to come over their shoulder and kill them in the night, because that was really what happened in those past life experiences.
That's so fascinating. So give us another one. I'm hooked now.
Okay, sure. Let me think. Oh, another
one.
Another great one.
It'll be our last one, I promise.
Okay, no, this will be excellent. This is really kind of in opposition to the warrior, and that is the maiden. And so this goes for male and female, but it's just that role of somebody in the past who was very much taken care of, didn't have to make a lot of decisions for themselves, sees that other people they get positive attention by portraying weakness, whether or not they truly are. And you see this a lot with, I don't know about you, but I used to have some female friends who would kind of play that maiden role, like, oh, yeah, I don't really know how to do this. And I don't know, even though they did, to get that positive attention.
Mm-hmm. I know a couple of guys that are maidens.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter, you know, it's genderless, but the whole role or the whole lesson of the maiden archetype is to learn to, you know, be humble when it's time to be humble. That's perfectly fine. But also to learn to speak up when it's appropriate to speak up and to not let somebody overtake you just because you want them to feel better or you want to feel needed. Those types of things. So just understanding those personal dynamics and how they're starting to get into our financial life, it just gives this whole new dimension to helping each individual person understand their money health.
That's amazing, you know, and it's interesting, you know, because even if you don't believe in past lives, you've mm-hmm. got these archetypes that everybody knows somebody that's like a warrior or a utilizer. You know, or a maiden, which I think is kind of really, really cool. So if folks want to get more information about how to solve their money problems by maybe looking at their past lives or some other unconventional sources of their money problems, how do folks get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is through my website, and that is aurorasmessage.com, or you can send me an email. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at aurorasmessage.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here, where we will have linky links from Karen's show page. I was having an alliteration problem there. And we will have so much more in store coming up. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single edition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free
free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shin, 102.5.
Love me.
Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that
Maybe
one.
I'm no I couldn't care less what you think or
Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the Covenant Project by Jeremy Shane at JeremyShaneMusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving today. Nothing you can do, nothing left to say.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, joined by country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
The only sensation I feel is in my legs.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
Because most zombies don't feel anything, do they?
I don't know.
Well, I hope the zombies left your body and the building for that matter, because I don't want to be haunted either. You know, you want to hear another little fun fact about my brother?
Rob,
since it is the tribute to Rob special today.
Okay. Tell me about Rob.
Rob.
I wonder how many times we've said Rob on this show.
I don't know. We could have a contest.
Because if he's listening, you probably feel special. Because whenever somebody says my name, I feel special.
Yeah. Because usually I never called him by his name. I usually had something derogatory to say.
Well, that's the best part.
I know. Well, you know, that's the bonus because we're the oldest.
You are correct.
Everybody else is our punching bag. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So a little fun fact about my brother. So today is his birthday, but, you know, he was actually, like, born his birthday. He was on Labor Day.
How odd that your mother went into labor on Labor Day.
I know. What a coinkydink, huh?
Amazing.
Yes. Thought that, because, you know, you're supposed to take the day off.
She went into Rob on Rob Day.
Yes. Or she got robbed of Rob on Rob Day. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She was robbed of her Rob.
Quit robbing time.
Okay. Well, moving right along.
Moving right along now. Robbing right along now.
Robbing right along now. Let's have our Keys to Riches segment, shall we? This week's key is remember real estate. And for those of you joining us for the first time, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, one key at a time. As we wind down this season, this radio show season, we are on our 10th key, which is remember real estate. And this is an important key. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you've heard me say this before. I have had career ADD, and specifically in the financial markets. So I went from investing it to lending it and back to investing it, but in a different form. And I used to be a stockbroker, and then I went on to being an investment advisor, and then I went on to being a mortgage lender, and then I went to being a real estate broker, and I'm also, I guess, a little bit of a lender again. But when I became a real estate broker, I really learned the power of investing. And don't get me wrong, because I love the stock market too, and mostly because it's misunderstood. And for the reason why this show exists is because people buy on emotion and justify with reason and logic after the fact and get burnt. Real estate tends to be a different type of investment because you can capture and capitalize on the power of leverage. If you invest a dollar in the stock market, Mr. Murphy, at what rate does it earn interest?
At the rate of interest.
On what? $1 though, right?
Yes.
So if you invest $1 in real estate, how much earning power does it have?
Why don't you tell me?
Well, it depends, but anywhere from 8 to 10%. Or I mean like 8 to 10 times. So if you invest a dollar in real estate, you can earn interest at the rate of $8 to $10 of investment.
That would be pretty sweet.
Another great thing about real estate investment is somebody else builds your wealth in two ways. Okay. So the first way is they create cash flow by paying you rent. And the second way is because they're paying you rent, they're reducing your principal balance. So you don't have to pay that mortgage. Essentially, they're paying that mortgage for you.
And hopefully your house appreciates.
But even if it doesn't. Your just mortgage balance reduction in and of itself is less money that you owe every month thanks to that person living there. Plus, you also have cash flow on top of that investment. And you can't really do that in the stock market and be okay with it because what's different about leveraging yourself in real estate versus leveraging yourself in the stock market is the paper you buy in the stock market can become worthless. And if something goes wrong with that company, and you'll lose your investment. But in real estate, you invest in a property, and what happens to the property if the market goes to heck in a handbasket?
Well, you still have the property.
And you still have the tenant. So, or I should say not so. Therefore, your income stream is not predicated on market performance. Ding, 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 ding. Isn't that pretty awesome?
Yeah.
But most people don't think about it in those terms, but that's how I think about it. So it's pretty fabulous. So I love tangible assets because it's something you can go out and touch and feel and love on. And again, it's not related to what goes on in the market valuation. So that's love, lovely about it. So how do we get to become a real estate investor? Well, first, we can start with home ownership. Now, how do we become a homeowner? Well, first, we talked about this last week. We have to get our credit straight. Why? Because real estate is underwritten by four layers of risk. They are the four C's, character, capacity, capital, and collateral. So let's take care of the first one out of the gate, the collateral. All right. So the house is worth whatever it's worth. Okay, and so whatever it appraises for is what the valuation is going to be, is what the lender is going to base how much he lends to you on. The second is character, and that's your credit rating. And we talked about that last week, how to create a good credit profile. Then the other two are your capacity to repay the note. And so capacity means your income stream to support that debt. And then your capital is your initial investment. It is what you put down and how much you have left over in reserves to service that debt.
Yes.
So there's this great thing called an affordability ratio, and it has a front end and a back end. And it tells you how much you can afford in real estate based on what your monthly income is. And then the total ratio is based on how much complete debt you have in addition to that mortgage. And you can go over the first one, the front number or your housing ratio, but you can't go over your total debt ratio. That's why it's important to get rid of all of your frivolous debt. If you are financing your Ferragamos and leveraging your loafers, then in letting those payments occur over time, you are taking away from your borrowing power by doing so. So this week's key is all about understanding how real estate can be a great investment tool. And you can simply start by going from renter to homeowner. Because once you get into a property, you have other tax and ancillary benefits that come along with homeownership that will set you up for real estate investment down the road. And that's why this key exists. And I am so excited about it because you can build wealth so rapidly with real estate and you can do it safely. What happened in the marketplace is should have never occurred. And, you know, like I always say, I called this on my show in 2003. And it's because people weren't analyzing the market right. And, you know, there's need and there's greed. And don't get the two mixed up. And people got some of those mixed up. And they didn't pay attention to economic indicators or history getting ready to repeat itself. And they got burned. But traditionally, over time, the most successful investors own real estate. So if you would like to be like them, you got to do what they do. So first, you got to become a homeowner. And then move into real estate investment. For more information about real estate investing, all you have to do is visit our website. And for this week's key statement, key affirmation, and key action item, please visit unlockyourwealthradio.com and click on the This Week's Key tab. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. And for our special Tribute to Rob Unlock Your Wealth radio program, I am Heather Wagenhals.
And I'm Jeremy Sheen.
Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
Okay.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.